Manu Patra alerts dated the 8th of March 2019. Supreme Court has referred to larger bench the correctness of its judgment in Emani Enterprises vs. Kamaljeet Singh Ahluwalia, in which it was held that whether Transfer of Property Act, 1882 applied between landlord and tenant, disputes between the said parties would not be arbitrable. Supreme Court has acquitted a forest range officer accused of killing a man allegedly belonging to a smuggling party, on the ground that he did it in his self-defense. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has allowed withdrawal of UK-based Liberty House bid for ARGL on the plea of resolution professional of the debt-ridden company. Supreme Court has decided to refer Ayodhya Babri Masjid title dispute case for mediation and constituted a panel of mediators headed by former SC Judge Justice F.M. Khalifullah and comprising Sri Sri Ravi Sankar and Senior Advocate Sri Rampanchu. Supreme Court has observed that general damages towards pain and suffering is also loss of amenities of life deserve to be considered uniformly for human beings and award of compensation cannot go restrictive when victim is coming from a poor and rural background. Supreme Court has observed that consumer forums have the jurisdiction to dismiss the complaint in limine and decline its admission without notice to the opposite party. Supreme Court has held that teachers are entitled to invoke Payment of Gratuity Act for claiming gratuity from his/her employer. Supreme Court has set aside an order by Bombay High Court that had imposed a fine on Deputy Commissioner of Income Tax, Mumbai, and made adversarial remarks about his performance. Supreme Court has ruled that marrying second time on the basis of a customary divorce from the first wife would render the second marriage void. Supreme Court has asked Attorney General to inform it within 10 days when PM-headed high-powered selection committee would meet to choose a chairperson and members of anti-corruption body Lokpal from among the names suggested by the search committee. Delhi High Court has dismissed suits filed by multinational footwear manufacturer Crocs and held that suit for action against passing off solely based on a design registered under the Designs Act, 2000 is not maintainable. Delhi High Court has questioned state about logic behind closing the online option and also the decision to put area MLAs in charge of disbursing old age pension. Delhi High Court has ruled that Boxing Federation of India, BFI, should continue to be governing body of sport in country and also held that BFI's rival body Indian Amateur Boxing Federation, IABF, should refrain from using words India or Indian in its official name. Sikkim High Court has held that an act of forcibly kissing a girl child of 11 years of age and hugging her can amount to aggravated sexual assault as defined in Section 9. M. of the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, 2012. Bombay High Court has held journalist Sharad Bokrushna Devotale guilty of extortion for threatening to publish a news item defaming complainant and demanding money in exchange for his silence. Bombay High Court has asked Election Commission of India, ECI, why it was hesitant to issue specific directions to prohibit political advertisements on social media 48 hours before election day. Bombay High Court has directed Maharashtra government to file a reply on why it has not initiated action against right-wing Hindu extremist Manohar Bide, prime accused in the 1st of December, 2018 Bhim Koregaon violence in Pune. Gujarat High Court has rejected a bail application filed by former IPS officer Sanjeev Bhatt in connection with a two-decade-old drug seizure case. Madras High Court has refused to restrain Tamil Nadu government from distributing 2,000 rupees as a special one-time financial assistance to families living below the poverty line. Madras High Court has said before making a statement before courts, Government pleader and advocates must ensure receipt of written instructions from department officials so that they will not be taken to task by courts for paradoxical statement made by them. Madras High Court has set aside Tamil Nadu government's decision to cancel examinations for recruitment of 1,058 lecturers in government polytechnics, conducted by the Teachers Recruitment Board, TRB, in view of malpractice allegations. National Company Law Tribunal has rejected Karur Vaishya Bank's plea to quash 42,000 rupee crore resolution plan of ArcelorMittal for distressed SR Steel. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has clarified that 51% vote of the Committee of Creditors, COC, is enough to initiate a forensic audit of an insolvent company. Union Cabinet has approved proposal for promulgation of the Central Educational Institutions, Reservation in Teachers Cadre, Ordinance, 2019 inches to treat university colleges the unit of reservation roster for teaching posts instead of department subject.